Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon. Nice day. Temperature-wise today, it was not bad at all.
It's been beautiful today,
I'll take that any day. Don't forget, polls remain open until 7 o'clock tonight in Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa counties for the special primary election. 10, go ahead and count them, 10 Republican candidates on that ballot to fill the vacant District 1 seat formerly held by our good friends here at the show, Matt Gaetz. The winner of today's primary will face Democrat Gay Valamont for the seat in the special general election on April the 1st. Joining me this afternoon, city manager over there in Milton, Ed Spears. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
You know, we're doing pretty darn good. If you'll remember this, I texted you, remember, on Tuesday during this snow event, everybody, we were going to try to get you on because you were going to do the meeting for the potential new police chief candidates last Tuesday, but you had to cancel it because of the snow. So where are we with the process right now?
Yeah, Mother Nature had different plans really for us last week, and I spent a couple nights in my office watching it snow, which was the most surreal thing I've ever experienced. But we are in the middle of the selection process. You know, we've been very blessed in Milton. We've had Tony Tindall as our police chief since 2017, but he started with us as a fresh out of the academy patrol officer in 1989. He's been with us that long, 36 years with the Milton Police Department. What an absolutely amazing career. And it's bittersweet. You know, you hate to see him go, but he's maxed out everything, the drop, the retirement, everything. He said, you have nothing else I can offer him. And trust me, I'd throw the bank at him if I could keep him.
But we
started the process. We had 34 applicants from across the nation. Wow. The Florida Police Chiefs Association narrowed that down to 5 finalists and 3 alternates. And I have impaneled this committee chaired by Chief Tindall. I figured no one better to do it.
Absolutely.
It's got our city attorney. It's got our FDLE representative, our NAACP representative, and our HR director. Those 5 people are going to interview the finalists and make a recommendation to me of the top 2 or 3, and then I'll make that final decision.
You know, everybody can look pretty darn nice on paper. You know, resumes are one thing. It's that face-to-face interaction probably spells volumes when you're actually meeting these people. What are you actually looking for in the way of a candidate?
Well, obviously, you know, you hire for fit, and then you train for skills in any organization. So we're looking for someone who could fit in not only with our culture, with the city of Milton, but also, you know, with the city, with our community. And there's no more important position as far as community relations than your chief of police. You know, they're in many regards the face of your organization. They're out there. It's their officers. It's their tone that they set for law enforcement and community policing. So this is a critical hire, and we're going to hire, number one, the best skilled person we can, but also someone who fits in best with our community.
Okay, there I was, Ed, last Tuesday night, getting off the air at 7 o'clock here, snow coming down like crazy. I had to get home to Gulf Breeze, so you know how I had to make that trip. I came through your fair city of Milton, Florida on 90. And you guys got a lot of snow.
It. Did you spend any money?
I did. I dropped a whole lot of money in town. But I was going to say, just before it's Willing Street and 90, right there before you go to the bridge, cross the bridge there. Boy, the accumulation of snow was amazing in Milton.
We are proud to have retained the title of Snow Capital of Florida.
All right.
We first set that record in the 1954, I believe, with 4 inches. And I don't play in my administration. We shatter records. We don't just break them. So hopefully this one will last another 70 years before we break it again.
Well, listen, I got to tell you, Milton has changed so much for the better. For the better, and you guys are doing a great thing. Let's put the crystal ball on the table real quick here. Give me the top item in the next 5 years the city of Milton will be looking at.
Well, obviously, you know, we've been working through our wastewater treatment plant issues.
Right.
That's been well documented. We've got the widening of Highway 90 coming through our community. We've got several positions, you know, that will be coming open. Chief of police. Our fire chief is on a short clock nearing his retirement age. Our Parks and Recreation Director, our Public Works Director, Joe Cook, who I'm going to have to replace with a minimum of two people, much less finding a unicorn like he is. So those position hires are going to be critical for our future.
Okay, when will you know something about the future of the city of Milton's police chief?
So we're doing interviews. The committee is doing their Zoom interviews because our candidates are from around the country.
Right.
And that's been great that we've been able to garner this type of enthusiasm and interest in our position from as far away as the Vermont and Colorado and Missouri, some great candidates. And so they'll be making their first Zoom interviews next week and the following week. And then if they're comfortable enough to forward that to me, I'll then start paying for plane tickets to get people here to do in-person interviews.
All right. Once that's completed, Ed, would you mind coming back on with us and we can talk about it?
Well, we'll have the new police chief talk about it. How about that?
How about that? That's why you're in the position you're in, Ed Spears. Hey, thanks a lot for your time this afternoon.
I don't know about that, Chris.
No, man. Listen, it's always a pleasure and an honor to talk to you, and you give us a straight and transparency, and we appreciate that. Ed Spears, City Manager, Milton, Florida. Ed, go out and have a great Tuesday night.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. I've known him for a long time. He's a great guy. Want to talk about a straight shooter? There you go.
All righty. And you know what? Hopefully, people that are shooting straight are also doing so on the roads, because I got to give a traffic and weather update here. So here's to hoping there's no accidents. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it's basically the same problems we had last hour. There is some congestion on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Hobart Field, but there's going to be another wave of it as you come from Windhaven Beach approaching Highway 87. That's just our typical evening traffic. Same with on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and also have some problems developing on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 47. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 68, low of 55.
Okay, let me shift gears with you real quickly here. I know you have some financial aspirations in your futures, ladies and gentlemen. Stocks end up today thanks to rebounding tech stocks, and Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
The major averages bouncing back following Monday's AI-inspired tech wreck after Chinese startup DeepSeek launched artificial intelligence models it said were on par or better than industry-leading rivals in the U.S. at a fraction of the cost. NVIDIA shares popping nearly 9%, the top gainer in the NASDAQ after Monday's DeepSeek-fueled 17% crash, which wiped out nearly $600 billion off of its market value. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower. Tech was the best performer. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Salesforce, the Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Honeywell, and Home Depot. The Dow rising 137 points, the NASDAQ up 392, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a new chapter in the Florida State legislative story regarding recreational marijuana. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights world champion dancers leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
Coming to the Sanger Theater March 17th. Get your tickets now.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and the boys in the band Led Zeppelin from the Led Zeppelin 1 album. Came out in about 1969. Very, very. It's the album, the white, black and white album with the Zeppelin on fire crashing on the front cover. There you go. Communications breakdown. You don't get more rock than that, do you? 524, News Radio 92.3. Monday marked the first day of work at the Pentagon for newly sworn in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth was, of course, a former Fox and Friends host, TV host. And when I first saw this guy, what really struck out, Pete used to always wear these weird colored socks. I mean, they were just outrageous colored socks. I bet he doesn't wear those socks at the Pentagon anymore.
I would hope not.
Kevin Uresky has more in this Securing America.
Securing America.
Monday marked the first day of work at the Pentagon for newly sworn-in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was greeted upon his arrival by Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown. Hegseth saying simply,
"It's an honor to serve on behalf of the president, serve on behalf of the country."
While adding his assessment of the troops.
"We're in capable hands. The warfighters are ready to go."
And saying that training will focus on being ready to defeat potential enemies.
"Our job is lethality and readiness and warfighting. We're going to hold people accountable. I know the chairman agrees with that."
As for the military's position on the world stage,
"We will be no better friend to our allies and no stronger adversary to those who want to test us and try us."
When it comes to the southern border, Hegseth said,
"The protection of the sovereign territory of the United States is the job of the Defense Department."
Adding that whatever is needed there will be provided. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Alrighty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, because there is actually a lot to dig into here. So
yeah, are you sure there's not an accident back there?
Yeah.
They're stopped.
Yes, I do see that we have a lot of congestion on the off-ramp. If you're trying to get onto North Davis Highway coming from I-110 North, don't have any backups there from what we have backups there, but don't have an accident there from what I can see. Yeah, and we have congestion on North Davis Highway itself traveling northbound towards that same stoplight. So I don't know what the issue is over there. Also have some backups on 9 Mile Road if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and some at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox, and even Michigan Avenue traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. So several spots in Pensacola alone. Also have backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Hurlburt Field, and then continuing westbound towards Highway 87. So just all kinds of issues there. As for the weather, hopefully it's a bit more calm. 54 degrees, low of 47 this evening. Tomorrow going to be a high of 68, low of 55.
Yeah, but look at the numbers here. On Friday, they've upped the percentage of rain to 80% now.
I see that. What's that all about?
It was 40%. Now it's gone to 80. Who in the world is posting these? One thing we can actually say, it's broadcast. It's not coming from social media.
Yes.
Or the internet.
Well, yeah, we've been talking about the gap in social media, what is considered social media issues and real world issues.
It's called believability versus the truth. It's just as simple. While we're framing kind of a moniker statements here, loose lips sink ships. How do you like that one? If I framed a story like that, you'd probably say, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't know the relevance of that based off what I've heard so far.
So you're probably wondering, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. The Department of Veterans Affairs placing 60 DEI employees on leave with salaries totaling more than $8 million.
Ooh.
Did I tell you loose lips sink ships?
Yes.
Mark Meredith has the story.
Government agencies are still looking at their diversity programs to see which ones will need to be shut down to comply with the president's executive order, which will end DEI throughout the federal government. The newly sworn-in Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, says it's one of his top priorities. At the Department of Veterans Affairs, officials say nearly 60 employees are on paid leave. The department estimates it will save $8 million in salaries. They're also looking at outside contracts to make further cuts. Conservatives up on the Hill say ending DEI makes sense. But government unions are furious over these changes. They're vowing to mobilize members within days to fight back on what they say is an assault on federal employees.
Well, I wonder why do they get this mad when they put the suitcases on the tarmac in Iran with billions of dollars of cash in there? Wasn't anybody getting upset about that?
This could definitely be considered a pick your battles moment. Sure.
I got upset about it.
I mentioned this before the break. Some people, I can imagine, may get upset about this. The legalization of homegrown marijuana looks to be one of the topics of debate when the state legislature returns to Tallahassee for its regular session in March. State Senator Joe Gruters introduced and then withdrew a bill yesterday that would allow some medical marijuana patients to grow two cannabis plants at home for personal use. The bill also included tighter controls on hemp products. Gruters endorsed Amendment 3, the failed ballot initiative that sought to legalize recreational marijuana in Florida. The Sarasota Republican tells Politico Florida Playbook that he plans to reintroduce the home grow measure without the hemp rules.
Okay, 529, News Radio 92.3. If you're transitioning from the 110 freeway to Davis Highway, you're going to have some delays. It's stopped out there. So just be prepared for that. I want you to go ahead and rack up the 4851. This is the one for 28. Right. We've run out of time for the other ones, but I'll get back to that one. But I did want to get this story in. PETA wants to get rid of a beloved American tradition. You're saying, say it is not so. Yeah. It's so, and Tom Rigotti has the report.
PETA wants you to have your cake and eat it, too, as long as it's a vegan cake. The animal rights nonprofit is seeking to replace Groundhog Day with a vegan weather reveal cake. PETA is calling on the Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania Groundhog Club to let Punxsutawney Phil and his furry family retire to an animal sanctuary. They fired off a letter to the club claiming Phil's annual duties are no piece of cake for him, noting groundhogs are shy animals who aren't used to a noisy announcer, screaming crowds, and flashing lights. PETA told Fox News Digital that it has not received a response from the Groundhog Club. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
You're out of your mind, PETA, if you think they're going to cut that out. And honestly, I get what they're saying in theory, but it's just some little furry, fat groundhog that they hoist up and applaud for a few seconds.
Sports coming up in 7 minutes. Hold on.
Fox News. News. I'm John Saucier. Federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order that stops the Trump administration from halting federal grants and loans as it refused spending. Several state attorneys general are suing the Trump administration over the funding freeze, including New York Attorney General Letitia James.
There is no question this policy is reckless, dangerous, illegal, and unconstitutional.
The Supreme Court in the past has ruled the president cannot refuse to spend money appropriated by Congress. President Trump meeting with House Republicans in Florida this week, discussing how they're going to move forward with a reconciliation bill or two that encompasses the president's agenda for the border and tax cuts. House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain on Fox Business talking about where this discussion stands.
We're still pretty strong on one bill,
yes.
But at the end of the day, it's the result that matters, and that's what we're going to deliver.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Starbucks today reporting its same-store sales slid for the fourth consecutive quarter. The coffee giant says the company's quarterly earnings and revenue beat Wall Street's expectations. Earnings per share beat estimates by 2 cents at 69 cents a share, with the revenue reaching $9.4 billion. Stocks were higher today as investors tried to recover from a sell-off sparked by the emergence of Chinese AI startup DeepSeek. NVIDIA was up just 2% in a rebound following the loss of nearly $600 billion in market value yesterday. The Dow gained 136 points, the S&P was up by 55, and the NASDAQ grew by 391. JetBlue Airways shares tumbled 25% after the carrier's financial outlook disappointed its investors. The New York-based airline forecasts an increase in costs by as much as 10%. U.S. crude oil futures for March are just under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. For the last 2 years, the Chiefs' defense has been better than their offense. And that's a scary thing to say when the Chiefs have the best player in all of football on the other side of the ball in Patrick Mahomes. And a big reason for the Chiefs' greatness is on four-time Super Bowl-winning defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. I know an assistant coach has never been enshrined into the Hall of Fame, but how doesn't Spags one day call Canton, Ohio home? I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
We'll be right back.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers. A team of energy experts will be available to take your calls live during the show to answer questions and share energy savings tips and programs available to scheduling appointments for a free energy survey at your home. All on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. Go ahead, I'm going to allow you to exercise your right to make a whole lot of money. Mega Millions tonight. $44 million, $19.5 million. That is your cash option heading out the door. Don't forget about Ice Flyers, good guys, back in town. Brutal matchup against Roanoke coming up this weekend. Friday and Saturday in the Bay Center. Friday, you can help beat childhood cancer with the Rally Foundation. Then on Saturday, it's the night I really like a lot. Mardi Gras night on the ice. Puck dropping 7:05 both of those evenings. So get on down there and check out the action on the ice. You know, I mentioned to you many times, I'm a big fan of NBA.
Yes.
I'm missing something in the translation, and I'm seeking your help, and I think you could probably help me in this area.
Right.
The Jimmy Butler saga with the Miami Heat has taken another turn. What did he do to the Miami team?
Okay, so going off of my memory, which is notoriously
splotchy. No, I'm with you.
I believe it all started with him and his agent being pretty vocal about wanting out of Miami and perhaps going as far as his agent talking to other teams when they weren't supposed to. Don't quote me on that, though. Bottom line is...
just a million people out there. You just said that. I'll say, okay, it's okay with me, but talk to them.
Bottom line is he was just kind of making a ruckus of wanting out of Miami.
He's done a good job of that.
Yeah, and it got him in some trouble. And this is something that hasn't gone away. We've heard multiple NBA stars give their thoughts on it. For example, the Inside the NBA crew, Shaq, was talking about, hey, listen, if I'm his age and I don't want to risk injury and you're not going to pay me more, I don't want to risk it. I'm not going to give it my all.
You know, they just forget about how blessed they are.
Well, and that's the thing. That's what Shaq said.
Jeez.
Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley said, listen, you're out there playing with teammates who are giving it their all. You still have a contractual obligation. You're still getting paid. And you got fans in those stands that are paying to come watch you ball out. So it's a very hot button issue, but Jimmy Butler's not backing down and he's getting in more trouble.
Let's go to Joe Morgan. He has more on this.
Jimmy Butler was scheduled to return to the court Monday night following his second suspension of the month, but that won't be happening. After walking out of practice before Miami's game against the Magic, Miami has suspended Butler indefinitely, lasting no fewer than 5 games. Butler was reportedly told he would not be in the starting lineup against Orlando, and the 6-time All-Star left shoot-around shortly after, according to the Associated Press. Butler has been suspended twice already this month for a total of 9 games as he looks for a trade out of Miami. He was suspended 7 games in early January for conduct detrimental to the team before receiving a 2-game ban for missing a team flight to Milwaukee last week. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Bottom line is, it's a professional athlete being a drama queen, and unfortunately that's not something that is particularly rare. in the sports landscape. But you know what? I do have some good basketball news for you. There's a ton of action going down in the college basketball world tonight.
And I like college basketball.
Yeah, well, I got some good news for you. It's getting underway right now with number 15 St. John's at Georgetown. Official tip time 5:30. So, as I said, getting started right away. Then the top game of the night is number 12 Kentucky taking on number 8 Tennessee at 6. At the same time, Wake Forest visits number 21 Louisville. At 7 p.m., Minnesota will face off against number 7 Michigan State, and UCF will play number 11 Kansas. And then later on tonight, number 9 Marquette facing Butler at 7:30, while number 13 Texas A&M takes on Oklahoma at 8. You got all that?
Yeah, we're going to need to run down the UWF schedule in terms of who they're facing here real soon, because I believe UWF and PSC have good teams this year. So we'll get all over those in the coming days. We'll get all that, and we'll add those on to our sports segment and let you know with a snapshot of something local here that you can kind of gravitate to. Hey, don't forget Pensacola Double Bridge Run coming up. It's what can I say? It's the premier. I mean, the echelon, the 15K races in the country. This is the big. This is a senior, a very senior race, very respected race. Saturday, beginning 7 o'clock. Going to be a little warmer this year as the race starts inside Blue Wahoo Stadium, cutting down on those chilly winds and temps. I know I was out there last year, standing there with Ray Palmer, the CEO and president of Pensacola. So we were standing there at the starting line last year, freezing. I mean, it was brutally cold. And a funny story, the little girl that was singing the national anthem, they said, and here, I don't know her name, I'll say Sally Smith. And now here's Sally Smith from O.J. Sims Elementary School singing the national anthem. Mm. Ray Palmer and I looked at each other and said, of all of these thousands of people, there are thousands of people there, you and I are probably the only two that went to school at O.J. Sims Elementary. Sure enough, that little girl belted it out, too. She was really good. Anyway, awesome. Double Bridge Run.
Did your school proud?
Yeah, you know, I why not, you know? but because this is funny, Ray and I grew up very close to each other on the Bayou Tahar.
Yeah.
And we said, nobody else knows what she's talking about. Okay, and also besides the 15K race, which starts at the Community Maritime Park at the stadium, right, and then navigates across the 3 mile, and then over the Sykes Bridge from downtown Pensacola through Gulf Breeze onto the beach. Then the 5K run gets underway in Gulf Breeze right there at the elementary school area, in that area, you know, because Gulf Breeze has the elementary, the middle, and the high school all packaged together right there. But that's where they're going to start the 5K. And the runners from that one just have to traverse the Sykes Bridge and then getting over to the big party on the island. Coming up Saturday, it's going to be a party over there.
All righty. And, you know, Chris, just a few minutes ago, I was telling you that, man, especially some of these more prominent celebrity-level athletes, they can be drama queens. They can get themselves into some into some nonsense, some tomfoolery. Well, no one sums that up better than the Paul brothers, but they may be facing off in the boxing ring soon. Jake and Logan announced on social media they will compete against each other on March 27th, but it's unknown exactly what kind of event it will be. More information is expected to be announced on Thursday.
Okay, ice getting a lot of exposure here, and I'm not talking about the cold ice.
Ice is gone.
I'm talking about the legal authority ICE. Well, they're continuing their raids in major American cities, and they have no intention of slowing down, they say. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
1,179 ICE arrests in a day yesterday. And top Republicans here in town are pleased that ICE can suddenly make so many arrests so quickly. ICE is under the umbrella of DHS. The new DHS secretary went for a ride along on some pre-dawn raids in New York City today. Secretary Kristi Noem wrote, enforcement operation in NYC, criminal alien with kidnapping, assault, and burglary charges is now in custody thanks to ICE. Dirt bags like this will continue to be removed from our streets. Similar raids are ongoing in Chicago. Deportation flights are landing in Colombia after President Trump warned of a trade war if they couldn't.
Intellectual identity there. Did you get it? Mm. At intellectual communications at its finest. Dirt bags.
I noticed. That's the thing, because I was just kind of listening to him go on, and then I heard dirt bags.
I said, what?
My head kind of perked up. I'm like, wow, that was out of nowhere.
Hey, before we move forward here, I want to remind you, FBI has issued a new warning about those the scammers targeting your email. you know, you're nothing sacred anymore. officials also say to be on the lookout for messages that stress urgency, you know, in the subject line there. If it says, like, act fast, that's a common phrase popping up in many phishing emails. Experts say don't click or open the message unless it's somebody you undeniably know and trust.
And now we know.
Yeah. I mean, it's scary out there sometimes trying to navigate all this stuff.
Yeah, if you're a consistent listener of Pensacola right now, first of all, thank you. Second of all...
Yeah, absolutely. That was nice.
Second of all, we probably sound like broken records when it comes to that stuff, but it's always happening. It's always a problem. So we always try to make sure awareness is at a top priority for that sort of thing.
What we do, by the way.
Yeah, we get paid to do it.
I mean as a community service.
We also do it for the love of the game. That's important, too.
That's first.
Yes, okay. And then the money part.
There you go.
Just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads
and weather. Way out of this one.
We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. All right, so we're dealing with some congestion in some of our more usual spots, such as I-10, traveling westbound past the I-110 North Ramp. But there are a few pretty hectic areas right now that we don't talk about as often. For example, Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. We got some issues there. North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards I-10. Got some issues in that area as well. And we were also dealing with some backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Last major spot is going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 47. Tomorrow, high of 68, partly sunny, partly cloudy, low of 55.
547, News Radio 92.3. Interesting day today because it's very historic. The U.S. is remembering perhaps one of its scariest national disasters today. You know what I'm talking about?
Not off that, but I could be having a brain fart. That's common.
Even Brown has the story for us.
School children spent the morning of January 28, 1986, huddled around televisions in classrooms. The excitement built to watch a school teacher take a ride aboard a space shuttle. New Hampshire's Krista McAuliffe had caught the imagination of the country, but disaster struck with all eyes on it.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 73 seconds after launch. Investigations and remedies would put the U.S. space program on pause for nearly 3 years. NASA marks three major disasters at this time of year. In addition to Challenger, Space Shuttle Columbia disintegrated February 1, 2003, and the deadly Apollo 1 fire killed three storied astronauts in January 1967. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I remember Columbia because I was standing, I used to be a senior anchor at CNN over in New Orleans for about 9 years, and we were doing the morning show. And it was kind of like getting off into the midday, and we were standing out on a patio. We had a patio on the 8th floor of this building.
Right.
And we were out there, and just we were actually waiting to see it come over the New Orleans area. It was making its way into the Cape. It never showed up, of course, as we know. But I never will forget that day. Absolutely never will forget that day.
Well, and especially, I couldn't remember the exact date of the Challenger. 1986, I was familiar with that.
Yes, right.
But yeah, when I heard the whole thing about school children, I'm like, geez. Yeah.
It was horrible.
All righty, 5:48, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Once again, want to remind you, stocks closing higher today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 136 points to 44,850. S&P 500 rose by 55 points to 60,67. And the NASDAQ gained 391 points to 19,733.
Remember when Roseanne first came out, the series Roseanne, and... before they did the spinoff of the Conners. Remember, Roseanne was top rated. I mean, just...
Big deal.
Then she made a mistake. She slipped up, said some things she shouldn't have said. That was her career, supposedly, because now I've got some good information to pass on for you Roseanne aficionados. Roseanne is looking at a comeback. Michelle Polino has more on this trending story.
Roseanne Barr is plotting a TV comeback. Barr told Variety she's written a new comedy series. It'll star Barr as a small-town farmer in Alabama trying to save the United States from drug gangs in China. Described as a cross between Roseanne and The Sopranos, the character also dabbles in growing and selling cannabis and magic mushrooms. In 2018, Barr lost her ABC show after she referred to former Michelle Obama aide Valerie Jarrett as the offspring of the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes in a Twitter reply. She apologized to Jared and deleted her Twitter account, but she hasn't worked in the mainstream entertainment industry since. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
She didn't need to open that up.
No, honestly,
she really didn't need to go there.
That situation, I would say, for me and a lot of other people, whenever you hear folks talk about cancel culture and blah, 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 people losing their jobs, that's probably where that narrative really first took off, was the Roseanne.
And absolutely on the internet and on social media.
Yeah, it did. Because I mean, because she went on Twitter and just said some stupid stuff.
And it was stupid, and she knows that.
I don't doubt it.
She absolutely knows that.
All righty, just about 5:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, OpenAI launching a new version of ChatGPT, specifically for government agencies. Uh-oh, I wonder what type of concoction that can make. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And obviously, of course, we've got you just mentioned it during break. Don't Fear the Reaper. That's a good one, too.
Hey, but, you know, let me give you a history lesson real quick. Back in the late 60s, Pensacola Municipal Auditorium, it's not there now. Forget it. It was at the end of Palafox Street. Red brick building. But the band ZZ Top, Blue Oyster Cult, bands like this would come to town to do their practice shows before they went their major shows out on the road. And that was one of the bands that used to play the Pensacola Municipal Auditorium all the time. Blue Oyster Cult. And ZZ Top, like I said, was thrown in there. Bill Hamm brought the boys in and did that. Of course, remember Michael Jackson? And I think it was like 84.
Golly, who are all these no names? Am I right?
Michael Jackson used to do his practice shows in the Bay Center here in Pensacola. But I just wanted to drop that in when you played Blue Oyster Cult. Memories coming back from the late 60s down at the Pensacola Municipal Auditorium.
Wow.
Does anybody know the name of the restaurant that used to be in the back end of that facility?
Jeez.
There was a back-end restaurant, and it overlooked the bay. It was beautiful.
If you want to text in 850-437-1620.
I don't have anything to give you, but you know, but I would love to know if somebody can remember that. It was a restaurant that you, and it was beautiful. I mean, the glass, it was all glass, and you could overlook the bay. Anyway, I don't know how we went down the rabbit hole on that one, but Blue Oyster Cult started it, I believe.
Tell you what, just to get us back to some normalcy here, I'll go ahead and try to crack traffic and weather out of the park here, because it looks like a lot of our congestion issues are dying down. Still have some issues on Highway 29, though, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, North Davis Highway traveling towards I-10, and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point are our worst looking spots right now. As for the weather, 54 degrees, low of 47, tomorrow going to be a high of 68, low of 55.
Okay, officially, it's unofficial, if you follow me here. Google Maps posted on X will change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America once it is officially updated in the U.S. Geographic Name System. Mm. The executive order signed on January 20th by President Trump, he said the Secretary of the Interior will rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America within 30 days. Trump also ordered the name of Alaska's Mount Denali be changed back to Mount McKinley.
Yes, I remember that.
These are trending stories. You've heard all about these things. I just wanted to give you an update this afternoon on where it actually was. And the update is, it's officially unofficial.
Yeah, I mean, at least Mount McKinley used to be called that. The whole Gulf of America thing really threw people for a loop.
I would think it. In terms of marketing, it could be a real big debacle in terms of having to reprint things and blah, blah, blah. You know, everything would have to be overdone. That's way above my pay grade. But all I wanted to share with you was it's officially unofficial.
All righty. Mentioned this before the break. Speaking of government and what all it's up to. OpenAI. OpenAI launching a new version of ChatGPT specifically for government agencies. It's called ChatGPT-Gov. Who would have thought? It will allow U.S. government agencies to use the most powerful version of the popular AI model. Its chief product officer said in a call Monday that AI is one of the great American inventions of our lifetime, and that the company's mission to work with the government includes both a civil and national security focus.
Okay, pharmaceutical giant Pfizer is in a whole lot of trouble this afternoon. Lisa Brady has more on it.
This is House Call for Health. The Justice Department settles a case involving pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and a company Pfizer purchased, accused of paying kickbacks for prescriptions. The Justice Department said Pfizer will pay about $60 million to resolve charges against Biohaven, which makes treatments for neurological problems. The department says Biohaven made improper financial compensation in payments to speakers known as speaker honoraria and high-end restaurant meals to coax doctors to prescribe Nurtec ODT. Pfizer purchased Biohaven in October 2022. Ended the speaker programs after the purchase and did not admit to any wrongdoing in agreeing to the settlement. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All righty, 5:58 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer continuing his push to lower egg prices for millions of Americans. He was in Rochester, New York yesterday, where he pledged to do everything he can to limit the effect of bird flu that's caused egg prices to surge. He says he's ready to work with Republicans to get this crisis under control and that more federal funding will be needed.
Attaboy. We talked about liking, I talked about the cruise industry. I like cruising. AAA's forecasting a record high in cruise travel for the third consecutive year. 19 million Americans will go on cruises in 25. This is a 4.5 increase over 24 when 18.2 million went out to sea. It's also 34% more than the pre-pandemic peak of 14.2 million. And that happened back in 2019.
Really?
Sports, a lot of local stories, and we'll keep you updated.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.